The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande has explained why she pulled out of her Grammys performance. She said she's no longer going to be on stage or even attending the ceremony at Los Angeles' Staples Center on Sunday. Grammy producer said Ariana had declined to perform after multiple conversations because she felt it was too late for her to pull something together. But Ariana is now saying, "I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight, and you know that. It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend. I hope the show is exactly what you want it to be and more." It had been reported that Ariana had dropped out after producers had refused to let her sing Seven Rings during the show. A compromise was allegedly offered of a two-part medley beginning with the single, but that it would be up to producers what the second song was. And Ariana Grande didn't like that. She offered three different songs. She said it's about collaboration, it's about feeling supported, it's about art and honesty, not politics, not doing favors or playing games. It's just a game, y'all. And I'm sorry, but that's not what music is to me.
I'm surprised they wouldn't let her go with the biggest song out there right now, which is Seven Rings.
Well, coming up in the next hour, there's even more drama. Other artists are now saying they're not performing either. So there's a whole bunch of backlash with the Grammys this year.
Ooh, I like drama.
A 2016 clip from The View has resurfaced where Joy Behar shows a picture of herself dressed as a beautiful African woman, and nobody cares.
You know, this picture.
Joy, is that you?
Yes.
Joy, that is you?
Yes.
Joy, are you black?
No, I know.
Are you my auntie, Joy?
No. What year is it? Circa what?
I was 29.
It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman.
Oh, yes. You ain't black.
But that's my hair. That is me.
Did you have tanning lotion on, Joy?
A little. I had makeup that was a little bit darker than my skin.
Did people not care as much back in the day? Like when that
it was 2016.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like then, but even farther back, obviously people did it. Like, is it more recently that it's such a big deal? Obviously, like we don't do that. But I'm saying, why do you think people are so upset about it now? Everybody's losing their jobs for it now. I'm not saying it's right, but do you think it's always been that big of a deal? Because wouldn't she lost her job back then? You know
in
what I mean?
In the last couple of years, I think that started becoming a big deal. I am very curious as to what, if anything, I doubt anything will ever happen to Joy Behar, but I just find it interesting that on her show, she literally posts a picture of herself doing this, like actually admits that she actually did it, and then Megyn Kelly is fired for hypothetically asking what is wrong with doing it if it's for a costume and it's in good faith, like for Halloween, and she was fired, and Joy Behar has the show also, and isn't. It's just like kind of wild, so everybody's kind of speculating, like, is she going to lose her job or not, and so that's been reported on by like E! News and stuff right now. It's kind of one of the top stories.
So I don't think that it's more serious now. I think it's always been serious, but I think in the past probably 3 to 4 years, it's been super common for people who are a household name for other people to go back and
dig
look
up their
at
past.
All of their past, dig up all of their old tweets, all of their old photos. I think the digging is what has changed within the past four years.
Yeah, you're probably right. That wasn't necessarily something you could do way back in the day.
Woody Allen is suing Amazon for terminating his movie deal. Amazon signed the Oscar-winning filmmaker to a deal with minimum guaranteed payments totaling between $68 million and $73 million. But then Amazon pulled out of the deal after a 2016 column by Ronan Farrow in The Hollywood Reporter brought up, again, his daughter's allegations of sexual abuse. So Woody Allen is now suing the company for breach of contract, saying Amazon already knew about the 25-year-old baseless allegations before they went into the deal. So we'll have to keep you posted on what happens with that. And I love this. Wiz Khalifa has teamed up with his son Sebastian, who is, by the way, one of my favorite celebrity kids, to release a song on an Oreo cookie.
Huh?
Oreo will release a limited edition music box that will actually be able to play tunes straight from an Oreo cookie. The cookie apparently works just like a record. So you place an Oreo cookie on this music box, slide the record arm in place, and the song plays. That particular song is going to be a new track from Wiz Khalifa.
They say we're too grown for fun. We say playful's never done. Fight the feeling, just let it flow. Stack it up, rack it up, let it go. I got a secret the world should know. Let's stay playful Oreo.
What happens though if you take a bite of your Oreo? Like, is it like when you scratch a record, you're like...
Coming up in less than an hour, Cardi B got personal in her Harper Bazaar cover story. I'll tell you what she revealed.